The conference will now begin.
Okay, Chavos Shalom Aleichem, welcome back. Baruch Hashem. Here we go. We're now holding on page 113 in the BRI edition of Likutei Halachos. Again, we're in Halacha Gimel. We're in Oz Beis. And Rabbi Nelson is teaching us about Emunah. Rabbi Nelson is teaching us how we have to wake up in the morning early, chadoshim lebekarim, zavim nasecho, that we have to strengthen and renew our emunah, which automatically happens in the morning time, as we're going to discuss, and how that happens. And we're discussing yesterday how often, and most often, when we discuss the study of laila, nighttime, choshech, darkness, it usually has a negative connotation in machshava and chassidus. It's a time of mochim bekatnus. It's a time of doubts. It's a time of uncertainty, and people are bothered and plagued and lazy. And those are the types of lashonos that are used: darkness, laila. However, Rav Nosson and Rav Nachman are the biggest chassidim of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. Show us, and we know that in the deepest, deepest darkness, there's really the deepest, deepest light. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu purposely conceals himself, as we said yesterday, the Lashon was, Shehu Bechinas Omek Hamusog, the depth of the matter. Like we said yesterday, the Moshe was that when you have a very, very deep pit, and it's got beautiful, delicious water in the bottom, when you're standing on top and the pit's 100 feet deep, you only see darkness. You don't see the water. You don't see the light. You don't see the MS that could be at the bottom. And it's very difficult to even believe such a thing, because we often, what we see is what we believe. We have to believe deeper than we see. And so Rabbi Nelson is teaching us that there is going to be a darkness. There is going to be Laila and Choshech that really is so deep and it's so good. And he's going to teach us how that works. So let's get on page 113. Listen to this. He says, the Zebuchin is Shema Shalayla, right? This is the sleeping. Sleeping also is a connotation of non-awareness, unconsciousness. You don't get it. Sleeping. This is also sleeping of nighttime. It says Rabbi Nosson, Ki Shema Hubuchin is Histalkus Adas. Sleeping is Histalkus Adas. There's no das. There's no thinking. When I go to sleep, we know that we can't think. Our brains are working. Our body is alive. There's blood pumping. But I don't have das. I'm not aware of things that are going on. I'm sleeping. So what happens? So that sounds like a bad thing, right? Das, leaving, is bad because, as the Gemara says, and we've discussed many times, the Gemara says in the Dharm that if you have das, you have everything. If you do not have das, then what do you have? Das is a vessel that we live life through. Das holds all of our knowledge and gives us the ability to interface with the world. So at nighttime, when you have histalkus das, the das leaves you, it sounds like a very bad thing. It sounds like there's going to be destruction, there's going to become some kfira, something bad's going to happen. It says Rabbi Nelson, on the contrary. What happens when you're sleeping? Where does the das go? Where's the place that you want to put it? Page 114. When you're sleeping, as a stalkus adas, and your das leaves you, your das goes to emunah. You can have, when you don't have das, two things can happen. You can either fall off the cliff into oblivion, into kfira, into uncertainties, or you can fall into the most certain thing in the world, which is the Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is his emunah. I don't know. So therefore what? I don't know, and therefore I fall. I'm a loser. Game over, or I don't know, and therefore there's only one thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no one to rely on except for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no one to rely on. I don't have das. I don't know. Now I have to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As long as I have das, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to use my hishtablus. My hishtablus is try to know, try to understand, answer the apikolis from what you know. But sometimes you don't know, and you can't know. And if a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants you specifically to use your emunah, not to lose, not to fall, to say, I don't know, but I tell you, I vadai know in a Kodesh Baruch Hu. I don't know. I don't know. But I know a Kodesh Baruch Hu knows. So we're forced into this period, this situation of no das, in order that we have to utilize our kolach emunah. If we knew everything, if we could always answer everything, if our minds are always working 100%, it could be that we become balagayim. We wouldn't rely on a Kaddish Baruch Hu, like the Gemara tells us, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai tells us, that you have to daven 3 times a day, because you have to continually go back to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Because if you only have to daven once a day, or once a week, or once a month, or once a year, if you only have to daven like that, then you forget about a Kaddish Baruch Hu, like the snake. As I'll tell us, the snake, the klola that the Nachash HaKadosh got, was that he can eat dirt on the floor. He doesn't need food from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. He's distanced himself. He's disconnected. But we want to be connected. So 3 times a day we have to daven. Every day we have times that we don't have das. That's the choshech of our lives, the nighttime. But it's not a bad nighttime, adrabba. It's a good nighttime. It's a time where I don't know, yet I vaday know because I have my emunah. Because of the nasim, but the shas shein and nichmas adas was so chamuna. The neschad yisham. There's a renewal there. There's a renewal in that place. When you have a emunah, you get renewed. When it's always me, I know, you become tired, you become weary because you don't always know. And then you have to start pretending you do know, and then this bad things can happen. But when you have to force yourself, when the Kaddish Baruch Hu forces us into periods of I don't know, into his emunah, in that place when you work in emunah, you connect to Kaddish Baruch Hu, you reconnect, you rekindle that connection with the Kaddish Baruch Hu, you become renewed there, your das comes out much, much stronger after that. As it says, B'chinas chadashim l'bakarim, rabu m'nasecha. And in the morning, they're renewed. How in their emunah. How great their emunah becomes in you. Kaddish says emunah is renewed every day. They go through a period of beli das, no das, going to sleep, your kosher, and they wake up the next morning fresh, with new moon, with new das. Like it says in the Torah of Asher Am, Torah Lamed Hei of Rabbi Nachman, 49 on the bottom, what does it say? See Rabbi Nachman 35, where Rabbi Nachman cites the Zohar, that from this verse we learn that when man's intellect, which he equates there with the soul, our intellect, our wisdom, is the place of our neshama. When it's overtaxed, it's overworked, for whatever reason, sleep refreshes and anew. When you're overburdened with your das, too many things going on in life in the physical realm, too many things going on in the spiritual realm, too many things going on with viruses and schools and camps, and you go to sleep and you renew yourself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it like that, also in the spiritual sense. When a person doesn't know an answer, when Shira staring him in the face, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also created sleep for that, to renew yourself. Says Rabbi Nelson, page 114, the second paragraph, Hayin, b'shas cheshkas halayu, in the darkest part of the night, da'ayin kishim asfil mishal golem hazak, klipos v'akfirs v'akushirs v'yer shel yashim. At nighttime, where the first connotation of night is usually klipos, and kfirs, and denies, and questions that you can't answer, a darkness. When that starts to descend into the world, Shehein, the Bechinus Cheshkas Laila, the darkness of night, Oz Srikhan Hashem, you go to sleep. Shehein Tikkun V'Naichel Amochen, because that's a Tikkun, that's a fixing up of your Mochen. I'm not taking sides over here, but it seems to be from Chazal that really they don't want you up so late at night. They really want you to go to sleep early and wake up early, like the Chatzos, not to stay up so late. Ki Oz Srikhan Asal Gait V'Gam, because when you go to sleep, you're putting your das to rest. There's a stalkus of das. You can't think when you're sleeping. You're putting yourself into that matzah. Because you want to take your das, shezeh b'chin ashena, his stalkus of das, you want to take that das and you want to proactively, with your choice, remove it, v'lismach rak el emunah levat. And then you can only rely on emunah. When our das is taken from us by force, someone comes to you and asks you a question you don't know the answer to, and therefore you're forced into a situation where I don't have das, I don't know, we could become a kofa. The poison, the venom of that person could get inside of us. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to learn that often we need to take our das and proactively decide, I don't know, and then that comes into a moment. That's what we need to learn. And that's the sort of going at night, going to sleep. Going to sleep means putting your das at rest, and allowing your das to enter into the world of malchus, into the world of shechinah kedusha, into the world of emunah. And therefore, we have to utilize that during the day as well. But there's times where we have to use our das, times to know, times to understand, and there's certain times you don't know. Use your emunah. So I'll just give you another random example. A person gets up every day, he learns. Very important to learn every day, of course, in the morning and at night. let's say one day he's not feeling, he's not going, he's not understanding, it's not feeling good. So what do you do? 10 minutes into learning, what do? Usually you learn for an hour in the morning, good morning. So you could either say, today's not my day, I don't know what's going on over here, what's wrong with me, I'm not smart anymore, well, why is Hashem punishing me, and you go through a whole crazy thing, you lose your das, and a little bit of fear enters into you, and you don't learn that day. Or you could say, you know what, I'm not always supposed to know, but my emuna tells me I need to learn for an hour today. And if I understand, great. And if I don't understand, great. Because if I understand, it's das. If I don't understand, it's my emuna. So I win. That's what we have to learn from going to sleep at night. That's what we're not teaching us. And that's why we have to wake up so, so early. Because we want to wake up at the greatest point where our emuna is at the strongest. If you wake up, you go to sleep, and you only wake up, 10:30 in the morning, you've already missed a lot of emuna. You've already let it go. So we should be Zohar Hashem to know, to use our das, to know when to throw away our das, and to allow emuna to enter into our lives and make us stronger and bigger. Yidin, Mitzvah Shem Kesevah, we'll continue tomorrow. I wish you have a good day.